I want to open the Bible. Let's stand for a moment. I want to open the Word of God. And I just love the Word of God. I'm falling more and more in love with the Word of God. It's precious. It's something that will keep you washed clean. After you have been cleansed, the Word of God will continue to keep you cleansed. There's a lot of ways I could go tonight. I have a lot of thoughts on my mind. And I might start off by telling those boys to settle down back there, and then we'll get started good. But you don't start off preaching with boys acting up. Amen. Now, let's open up the Word of God. Book of Isaiah. This is one of my favorite books. I love all the Word of God, but I particularly enjoy the book of Isaiah. There's a lot of good things here. In the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, there are some words here I want to read. I, the Lord, this is verse 6, Isaiah 42. I, the Lord. Let's go back to verse 5. Thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. Now verse 6. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes and to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ read this passage of Scripture in a synagogue. And we can go to the book of Luke and see what happened a few hundred years later after this prophecy. In the fourth chapter of the book of Luke, Jesus Christ is now on the scene. God Almighty, the Lord God of heaven that created all things, has said, I will not share this with anyone else. I'm the one. I'm God. And yet we see Jesus Christ coming forward. And He came to Nazareth, verse 16, chapter 4 in Luke, where He had been brought up as His custom was. And He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto Him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He had opened the book, He found the place where it is written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And He closed the book, and He gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on Him. And He began to say unto them, This day is this Scripture fulfilled in your ears. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, them that sat in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. I'm reading in the book of Isaiah. My glory, there's something going on here. There's some revelation for those who can hear the Word of God tonight. For you available? The one that was there in the synagogue reading the Word of God, amen, was the Lord. And His glory He will not share with another. How can that be? You may be seated. Everybody say, how can it be? My mother used to say to me a lot of times, this beats all I ever saw. Amen. It just beats all I ever saw. How can you get yourself in such a mess? How can it be? Amen. But I'm talking on something a little higher than that tonight. How can it be that the great God Almighty, who will not give His glory to another, who speaks and creation suddenly appears,